that. Okay, so let's carry along here.
Thank you. רכבות חוצות הרים בחזרה לנקודה בנסגרים מעגלים 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 איך שאנחנו נשארים בסיבובים של החיים נאחזים באנשים מעגלים מעגלים איך שאנחנו נשארים מתעוררים ליום חדש חוזרים לשוב מנסים אולי הלילה נשאר אם שוב תבואי לבקר העדינות שלנו יחד יש בה משהו מסנבר להיזרק אל תוך הלילה להשתקר מאור אחר להתנפץ אל החיים להאמין לא לוותר מעגלים מעגלים איך שאנחנו נשארים בסיבובים של החיים נאחזים באנשים מעגלים מעגלים איך שאנחנו נשארים מתעוררים ליום חדש
Okay, that was Idan Rachel from his CD, At the Edge of the Beginning. Why did they want to change this? Okay, so we have this little software program. We have to enter in what we're playing, and sometimes they correct you. Not this, not that. Anyhow, I love this website. Israel 21st Century, and I just noticed this interesting article. Startup aims to make honey without bees. Siblings whose last name means honey have a technology for cultivating honey in the lab as world's bee population fast dwindles. This is an article by Brian Bloom, dated June 1st. Okay. Or Ophir and Efrat Dvash, Vash means honey, didn't know when they were growing up on a farm that their life's work would reflect the meaning of the family name. Dvash in Hebrew is Hebrew for honey. And the siblings' new business, bee.io, is all about making honey without bees. Very interesting. Huh. It's no secret that bees are in trouble. A 2021 study found that 25% of known bee species have disappeared since the 1990s. The study notes that the roughly 20,000 bee species are the most important group of insect pollinators on Earth, contributing to some 85% of cultivated crops. That's pretty important. The problem, or Ophir Dvash tells Israeli 21st Century, is that only 7 of those 20,000 species make honey. Ah. Farmers, hoping to maximize their bee bang for the buck, have focused almost exclusively on those 7, so their bees can do double duty, pollinating fruits and flowers, and making honey when they come home to the hive. This led to a situation where honeybees are being manipulated unsustainably. For example, farmers artificially inseminate their bees rather than let them do what bees and birds do naturally. It says 15 years ago, the U.S. could produce 70% of its honey consumption. Now it can produce only 30%. This is a huge environmental problem. They're choosing sperm from the same species. After generations of doing that, it's made the bees very weak and sensitive to viruses, DeVos says. So, all of a sudden, you'll come to a healthy beehive, and all the bees are dead because a virus is attacking them. The same viruses also infect wild bees. This is not good. All right, so as a result, 50% of the wild bees in Europe are now on the verge of extinction, DeVos laments, and those that remain get pumped with antibiotics, pesticides, and other toxins, dangerous to human health. U.S. farms often finish the year with just 50% of their original beehives. 15 years ago, okay, so that I already read that. Honey is in huge demand. To make matters worse, the demand for honey has only been increasing as concerns about white sugar push consumers to healthier alternatives. Honey is the most loved superfood, Vash says. When you eat sugar, you get just pleasure, but not much else out of it. Honey will help your health. The United States alone consumes some 400,000 tons of honey a year. Worldwide, it's close to 2 million tons. It's a lot of honey. The supply side cannot meet this demand, DeVos notes, so prices are rising fast. In the last 10 years, prices nearly doubled, making honey something like a premium product. We want to enable everyone to have different kinds of honey, different flavors at reasonable prices. Part of the issue is that bees are not particularly efficient honey makers. 12 bees can produce just a single teaspoon of honey over their entire life. Boy, I didn't know that. DeVos explains, one beehive can make up to 35 kilograms a year. So how many beehives will you need for 2 million tons of honey? Wow, a lot. The reason they produce only a little is that honey is meant to sustain bees during the winter when there aren't any flowers to get nectar from, DeVos explains. The trouble is, we're taking their honey. So what happens now in winter? They die from hunger. Cultivated honey. BIO aims to solve this sticky problem by decoupling honey production from the bee's main job of pollination. Interesting. Anyway, they go into all sorts of more detail about how they're going to do this. It's pretty interesting. And, I think we'll be hearing more about this whole thing, this startup. All right. Let's listen to one of my favorites. Let's see, what do I want to hear? Yeah, we'll do this one. Oh, actually, I know what I wanted to share with you. So if you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money, too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can be faster, often. And even when it isn't, you're getting a good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right. And I want to share with you something that happened. We were I was getting together with my friend Mark, and he had mentioned a place in Somerville that had incredible, delicious pastries, kind of Middle Eastern, and I was really wanting a snack. So we stopped in at Yaffa, Y-A-F-A, which is next to the City Slicker, right on Somerville Ave. We were greeted by the owner with the most delicious mint, like a mint tea, gratis. And then he proceeded to give us tastings of several different confections. The place itself is absolutely beautiful. And all I can say is go there. It's just incredibly wonderful place. Yaffa Bakery and Cafe, the best. He didn't pay me to say this. I just think you should know about it. The fact that it's in Somerville, lucky Somervillians. Yay. All right.
I'm a fool to want you. I'm a fool to want you. To want a love that can't be true. A love that's there for others too. I'm a fool to hold you. Such a fool to hold you. To seek a kiss, not mine alone. To share a kiss that the devil has known. Time and time again, I said I'd leave you. Time and time again, but then would come a time when I would need you. And once again, these words I had to say. I'm a fool to want you. Pity me, I need you. I know it's wrong, it must be wrong, but right or wrong, I can't get along without. Time and time again, I said I'd leave you. Time and time again, I went away. But then a time when I would need you. And once again, these words I have to say. Take me back, I love you. Pity me. know it's wrong, it must be wrong, but right or wrong, I can't get along without you.
So this is a new recording, just released by Dana Fitzsimmons with Bill Graham and Brandon Boone. The song we heard was Amelia, a Joni Mitchell composition. The release is called Fault Lines. I'm just reading a little bit about this. So says the trio gathered a few times at my house before the lockdown. This is Dana speaking. While the spark was present from the first notes, the pandemic eliminated any possibility of live performances or collective development. We didn't see each other for 2 years until we went into the studio. When we were united, the spark was still there, and a heightened sense of an urgency after the long isolation and incubation. Raw, strong, and ready to explode out of its confinement. In this recording of our too-long-delayed musical reunion, composition meets free improvisation. Density grinds against sensitivity. Ambient sound slips around groove, and pressure builds and breaks free. New musical terrain for the trio to explore along these fault lines. Says this final track is a released, relaxed pocket groove over Joni Mitchell's Amelia, and a warm conclusion to our reunion. Very nice. Thanks to the folks at Kate Smith Promotions for sending that to me. So, something else new. We can get it ready for you folks. All right. So far, so good today. This is Love Over War. Let's see. Well, that's interesting. I like the title of this one. It says, about Ronaldo. I don't know who Ronaldo is. Mourning and outrage. Well, we've got that going on aplenty in the country right now. That's for sure. I haven't really talked about all the tragedy of the shootings because you hear it everywhere else. But certainly my thoughts and prayers go with those families, and I do hope that the legislators can figure something out to do. It is obscene that no other country in the world has this problem. Only us. Bit ridiculous.
The Tearful message on my tape said Ronaldo had died, and I might want to call Norman. Ronaldo Arana? Ronaldo Arana is suddenly dead. Last spring, Ronaldo beamed in the garden that he and Norman had started behind their building on the Lower East Side. By this lot stood burnt out blocks, barrens of rubble, stripped cars, idle men, and drug traffic. Children brought scrap for the fire, railings for the gazebo. Yeah, the garden had a gazebo. Dug to share in the flowers and tomatoes. Ronaldo laughed and nagged with zest. He looked healthy as a nut. His communal garden was a true oasis between Avenue C and D, Alphabet City. The Puerto Rican Ronaldo had been a child actor. He quit the theater. Do you know where I'd be, Norman? If I'd gone on like Freddie Prinze, I'd be D-E-double-D-E-D-A-E-D, I'd be dead. Well, waiting tables part-time, he went to college and studied archetypes, ancient myths, and the brain for the opening of his and Norman's project. He wrote a play, the story of a brave maiden's resources defeating evil force. Neighborhood kids liked it and their parts. Ronaldo Arana still changed like his island. His laugh burst out in bright chatter. His laugh burst out in bright chatter. His chair was block chopped and slick, but he could be indignant. He said that Norman was ignorant because of Norman's white middle class background. He said guys at work are goddamn Castro this, goddamn Cuba that. I tell them, what do you know? What do you know? You left there. You left Cuba. What do you know about the healthcare, the education, the arts, the sport? Cuba has more doctors per capita than the United States. What do you know, huh? 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 Ronaldo. Ronaldo Arana. Built like Pyro, challenging amid knives and gusanos in the kitchen. What a guy, what a guy, what a fun guy. How now can he be gone so suddenly? How can such an end be? My sister later said that Ronaldo had gone into the hospital around Christmas. The next month, the news came. He was gone. Pero Yaderme Sin Fin. Now he sleeps without end. How can such a bane be? I see so many past and passing now, bright and gentle men, hollow-cheeked as those forced in Dachau. They demand care from the state while staring straight at their death. I see so many once shining, forgetting their mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, and those they held in love, as Ronaldo and Norman once clutched each other in love. Each of all passing individually, staring from their hospital beds at windows that now are walls, growing thinner, 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 becoming ghosts before all who care for them. And at last, raving, emaciated, thrashing in vomit, the victims of their final wrenching fevers. And at last born out by their friends. Verla, 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 see it, see it, Rinaldo, Rinaldo and Norman, and why should we bear it? Angels can do more than sing.
Well, that certainly is different. Very deep poetry and some very staccato accompaniment. Heartfelt, I guess an acquired taste. This is a new album by Don Paul, Love Over War. This was the first friend of his that died of AIDS. So, very, very difficult stuff to process for sure. All right. So, I want to share with you something from Colquevre, dedicated to our holy soldiers, Kiva Moed. And this is from 19th Short Sight. And this is from an article by Dr. Avraham Moskowitz, who I've actually met at one of the gatherings. Black on White. In the midst of writing a book on Tehillim cards, that's Tehillim are the Psalms, one night in Jerusalem, I participated in a group to improve communication between people. During an assigned exercise, one woman wrote that she continuously says to her 7-year-old daughter, quote, "You always spill chocolate on your white shirt when you drink." The mother was angry because of the added drudgery of more laundry. The psychological exercise called for her to rephrase the blameful statement to a self-oriented feeling line like, quote, "I get angry when I have to spend more time doing laundry." She did, and the group was satisfied with this progress. My turn came to vocalize, "When you spill chocolate, most of your shirt is still white." Of course, my suggestion was a bit beyond. The group laughed and quickly returned to dealing with her anger. When each of us was requested to sum up, I stood up and said that if I were up above the situation, if my soul were able to hover and look down at me as the mother and her as the daughter, I would see how broken I would be, God forbid, if something were to happen to my daughter, that she would not be with me. All the complaints would disappear, and I would beg to do my daughter's laundry every hour if that were requested of me. From my vantage point above, I would say, "It is my greatest honor to do your laundry." Outrageous perspective. By stepping out of the stickiness of our relationships and by perceiving from above, we can gain the depth of our true feelings. The next day, a patient of mine informed me that a 16-year-old girl was one of the two murdered when a Palestinian boarded a school bus in Jerusalem and sprayed bullets, injuring 50 more children. This occurred the same day as the meeting of our communication group. Needless to say, that daughter's mother would beg to do her daughter's laundry. Shlomo taught us that the Torah is black ink written on white parchment. The black letters would be nothing without the white background. We can learn the secrets of the Torah only by also considering the white behind the letters, the white shirt under the chocolate stain. The blessing, through our will and effort, may we merit to transform our breakdowns into breakthroughs. May we step out of our limitations and see with something close to God's eyes. So beautifully written. So, how to have that kind of what we call Mashiach eyes to see the situation. We can't imagine or understand the pain that families are going through, but somehow in the fabric of what we call life, there is an understanding, but not at a human level so much. It's beyond what we can imagine knowing.
Thank you. Take my heart, make it new. Give me a sign, Lord, what you want me to do, but take it easy on me. 'Cause Lord knows I've been trying. Yes, I've been trying. Try to be nice to people wherever I go. And my wife and children try to make a happy home. So take it easy on me. 'Cause Lord knows I've been trying. Yes, I've been trying. Don't fool nobody, might fool myself. Yeah, good deeds and charity, Lord, you know I've tried to help. So now have a little mercy on me. And I know it ain't the first time, but take it easy on me, Lord. 'Cause Lord knows I've been trying. Yes, I've been trying. Been a hard life, it's been a long road, Lord, but I keep traveling on it, but it's taking its toll, so take it easy on me. 'Cause Lord knows, yeah, take it easy on me. 'Cause Lord knows, yes, take it easy on me. 'Cause Lord knows that I've been trying. Yes, I've been trying.
Okay, we're just about out of here. Have time for maybe one more. That was Laser Lloyd. Oh, I forgot to put that in there. Laser Lloyd, I've been trying. I thought I put that in there, but I guess not. Missed it. All right. So, if you're going to be amongst the people, celebrating Shavuos, I hope you have a wonderful celebration. And if not, I hope you have a fabulous time anyway. Let's see. Okay, got it. here we go. And this is Ofer Chaza from Yonite's song. Ayala Khan here on the Voicemobile at Tufts Educational Radio.